Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we look at what people around the world searched for on Google in large numbers during a specific time period. At number one on the list of top trending online searches of 2014 is an American comedian and actor. Then we will tell you the word of the year. A dictionary publisher lists the top 10 words based on how many people search for them on its website. The top trending topics of the year and the word of the year. Today on As It Is from VOA. The American company Google has just released its list of the top trending online searches of 2014. Google keeps records of everything internet users enter on its search engine. The new list gives the names or expressions that appeared in ever-increasing numbers over a set, limited period. Trending is not to be mixed up with the most popular searches on the website. Here is Jim Tedder.
At the top of Google's top trending searches list is Robin Williams, the American comedian and actor who died 4 months ago. The list also includes the World Cup, Ebola, Malaysia Airlines, ISIS, and Flappy Bird. Chances are that more people have heard of the game Angry Birds than Flappy Bird. But there it is. Flappy Bird was the fifth most trending search term in the United States and the sixth most trending term around the world. In the U.S., Flappy Bird even beat out major news stories like Ferguson, Ukraine, and ISIS, the militant group also known as ISIL, or the Islamic State. Flappy Bird started as a mobile app game in the Apple Store and on Google Play. The man who developed the program is Dong Nguyen of Vietnam, also known as At Dongatory. He said it only took him a few days to create the game. Earlier this year, people downloaded the Flappy Bird app 50 million times. The online magazine Verge said it was the most popular game on mobile devices and earned about $50,000 a day from advertising. The game was simple enough. A player is required to touch the computer screen to keep the bird alive and to fly through small spaces between pipes. In the words of At Bean Sprites, another game developer, Flappy Bird reminds me of simple old-school games from the 80s, simple and addictive. By early February, the game earned more than 47,000 reviews on the App Store. Some players even produced a video called How to Beat Flappy Bird. As popular as the game was, on February 8th, Dong Nguyen tweeted, "I can call Flappy Bird is a success of mine, but it also ruins my simple life, so now I hate it." He followed with another tweet. "I am sorry, Flappy Bird users. 22 hours from now, I will take Flappy Bird down. I cannot take this anymore." The message was resent nearly 140,000 times, and he removed the game as he had promised. The reaction was quick. Some of the unhappy Flappy Bird fans went on social media to send death threats and even suicide notes to Mr. Nguyen. Luckily, no one was killed and he is still busy creating new games.
You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. The American English Dictionary publisher Merriam-Webster has announced its Word of the Year for 2014. The word is culture. Once again, here's Jim Tedder.
The publisher bases its choice on how many people look up the word in its online dictionary. Many search for these words after major news events or stories on entertainment and sports. The editors at Merriam-Webster say culture is a big word at back-to-school time each year. But this year, the search for culture has extended beyond the school year. A wider use of the word culture might be taking place in daily lives. The word culture appears more these days in combination with other words to identify behavior, issue, idea, or even a group. For example, he says American pop culture is one reason for English's popularity as a foreign language. Sula Vineyards in India opened a tasting room to create a wine culture among its people. The new Ukraine leaders will have to reform the corrupt political culture that led to the Euromaidan revolution. The second most frequently searched word, according to Merriam-Webster, is nostalgia. The word comes from a Greek word meaning to return home. It once meant homesickness in English. It explains the popularity of Mad Men, Boardwalk Empire, and Downton Abbey. Number three is insidious, which was on the title of a horror movie. It described malware, computer virus attacks, and Ebola this year. Coming in at number four is legacy. Changes in the past year made us aware of lasting impact. It can mean something we receive from the past or something we leave for the future. Word number five is something of a legacy itself, feminism. Time magazine used the term pop feminism to describe the popularity of female entertainers Beyoncé and Miley Cyrus. Merriam-Webster's sixth word is not even in English. It is je ne sais quoi. It is a French expression that means a pleasant quality that is hard to describe. In French, the phrase literally means I know not what. You may not know what is going to happen next. The seventh word is innovation. The rapid pace of change in our lives was a topic of more than one best-selling book and public discussion about the topic of innovation. We cannot hide the eighth word, surreptitious. In 2014, we have the 40th anniversary of Watergate with the Nixon resignation. There were many new stories about government data collection, stolen passwords, and credit card security. You are on your own with word number nine, autonomy. The referendum in Scotland, political changes in the Ukraine, and Occupy Central movement in Hong Kong reminded us of this